This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The man accused of throwing homemade Molotov cocktails at peaceful demonstrators on Boulder's Pearl Street Mall pled guilty to all of his state charges in court today. That includes murder. He was immediately sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The summer concert season at Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs is moving forward under a newly issued permit from the city. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The noise hardship permit allows events at the outdoor venue to operate above decibel limits established by city code. This year's permit holder is the nonprofit that operates Ford, known as the Venue Arts and Culture Foundation. The city's approval falls within state noise laws because nonprofit organizations are allowed to receive exemptions. In a statement, the city says it continues to measure sound data and work collaboratively with nearby residents. The 2026 season opens next week with a show featuring comedians John Mulaney, Mike Birbiglia, and Fred Armisen. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
This winter was a letdown for skiers in the Rocky Mountains. New numbers show the full picture. Early data from the National Ski Areas Association finds that 9 million fewer skiers and snowboarders hit the slopes nationwide compared to last winter. In the Rocky Mountain region, visits declined 24%. That includes Colorado, Idaho, Montana, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. The association pointed to the weather for the drop in visits, a slow start to the winter, rain, and warm temperatures. Look for mostly cloudy skies across Boulder with temperatures in the upper 40s. This is CPR News.